thanks for purchasing this CD from Scott Carley and Growth Dynamic. If you're looking to grow your business through the synergy of networking and managing your busy schedule, then you have found a powerful tool. Scott Carley is a business coach who specializes in time management, niche word-of-mouth referral networking, and leadership training. Scott has built a reputation nationally and throughout the Austin business community as the man who can teach you how to tame the wild Mustang of time. He's written and produced multiple workshops that provide powerful and practical applications. At the completion of this training session, you'll be given more information on other products that are available by Growth Dynamic and how to order them on growthdynamic.com.
Hello, I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm very excited about our topic today, networking an event. To me, networking is a very fun and exciting thing to do. When I walk onto a property and I'm headed in for a luncheon or maybe a networking breakfast or a convention or a mixer or whatever it might be, there's something inside of me that begins to stir and a challenge begins to rise up. And I think, you know what? This is going to be an incredible time. Now, I understand that everybody doesn't feel that way. And it could be that you're one of those that when you even think about going to a networking event, you think, oh my God, why couldn't my boss have sent anybody else? Or, oh my God, I can't believe I've got to go out there again, try to talk to people and drum up business. Well, listen, if that's the category that you fit into, let's change your thinking completely. Because networking can be an incredibly fun and an incredibly profitable time for you. So let's talk about some of the tips and the keys that can make a huge difference. In the next 20 or 30 minutes, I want to talk to you about how important it is to be armed and ready so that when you get there, you're really ready to go. We'll talk about having a defined goal. What is it you want to accomplish while you're at that luncheon or that breakfast or whatever it is? Let's talk about open networking. That time before the meeting and that time after the meeting where some of the real networking takes place. We'll talk a little bit about your 30-second sizzle introduction, a mid-meeting assessment, and then what you want to do before you leave. So we've got a lot to cover in the next few minutes. I hope that you'll grab a pencil and a piece of paper and follow through on your notes. And let's talk about networking. You know, it can be that as you learn to network and you develop your skills, that when your competition sees you walk into the building, they begin to tremble. Oh my God, let's just pack up and leave. They're here, they know how to network. Why do we even bother? You know, that really is true. When you learn the skills of being a networker, you're going to be amazed at how powerful you can become and how intimidating you become to your competition. So that's a good thing. And you can develop those skills. They're simple, but yet they're very, very powerful. Peter F. Drucker said, "You can either take action or you can hang back and hope for a miracle. Miracles are great, but they are so unpredictable." One of the things that I want to encourage you to do is not hang back. I want to encourage you to go in there and network that event. As a matter of fact, one of the mindsets that you want to begin to develop in your thinking is that you are a networking event anywhere you go. Whether you're at the grocery store or the car wash or an evening mixer or a breakfast or a lunch or Disneyland or Six Flags, you are a networking event anywhere you go because you have an introduction, you've got a business or service, something that you provide, and so you've got a lot to say, you have a lot to offer, and somebody out there desperately needs what you have to give. So let's talk about some of the things that make you a powerful networker. Number one, you want to be armed and ready. When you go to a networking event, there are a few things that you want to make sure you have. Number one is a good name tag. Get a professional name tag that has your name in big enough letters that people can see it. Sometimes people have name tags that really accentuate their business or their company, but their name is not very clear. You want to make sure that your logo is on there and your business is on there, but you also want to make sure that your name is easy to read. That way people do not have to fumble for your name, wait for you to introduce yourself, but they can look at your name tag, they know who you are, and they know what company you're with. The second thing you're going to want are business cards. Business cards come in 1,000 varieties. I'm not going to say a whole lot about that. You just need a business card. Personally, I think it's important that you have a headshot on your business card. People think in pictures. And 3 or 4 months from now, when they've forgotten what your name is, they will not have forgotten your picture. So go get a current headshot, put it on your business card, and make sure you have those cards ready to go. The third thing you need to do is collect business cards. It's important to have your own card, but if you don't have your own card, don't worry about it. Because really what you're going to do is collect cards. Now you think about that for just a minute. If you give somebody your business card, who's in charge of the follow-up? They are. And you just have to hope that they will email you or they will call you, they've got your card, you had a good introduction, but they're in charge of the follow-up. On the other hand, if you collect a card, who's in charge of the follow-up then? You are. That's exactly right. And then you have their contact information, phone numbers and emails and the business that they work with. So one of the things that you want to do is collect business cards. My recommendation is when someone gives you a business card, turn it over right then. Take out your pencil or your pen and make a note on the back of it. Hey, Jim, it was surely nice to meet you. And yes, I'll be back in touch with you about the time management classes that I teach. Or yes, I'll be in touch with you about a referral that I was thinking of. Make a note on the back of that card. That does a couple of things. Number one, it helps you not have to use your memory. Number two, it lets that other person know that you're a networker. You're really serious about this. You do want to have accurate information. You want to remember this conversation so that you can send them a referral or get to know them better. The next thing you want to remember about networking an event is that you want to have a defined goal. Before you ever arrive at that event, you need to think about, why am I here? Who do I want to meet? What am I trying to do? I told somebody one time, you know, if you were getting your Super Bowl Sunday meal already, and you were thinking about all the food that you were going to get together and all the snacks that you were going to get together, maybe there's barbecue ribs and hamburgers and hot dogs and beverages and all of that, you made your shopping list, and then you went over to Home Depot, and you're pushing your cart up and down the aisles, and you're saying to yourself, I can't find any food at Home Depot. What is the problem? Well, the problem is you're in the wrong store. And when you start networking, you want to make sure that you're networking at the right events. You want to make sure that you're networking where your target market is hanging out. You want to make sure that you're networking at places where the people that you want to meet are there. So keep that in mind. Now, in that, you want to ask yourself, who do you want to meet? Sometimes you want to meet clients. You want to meet people who could become potential clients. Other times, you're looking for strategic alliances and people that you can network with. So you want to think about, who are those people? You know, today I want to meet a CPA. Today I want to meet a mortgage broker. Today I want to meet a plumber. Today, I want to meet a repairman. Today, I want to meet a business coach. And you want to think about that. Who do you want to meet? The second thing under that defined goal, how many appointments do you want to make? Anytime you go to a networking event, you want to take your calendar with you. And you want to have already predetermined 4 or 5 appointment blocks that you're going to fill while you're at that networking event. You want to be able to set up times where you can meet with people off-site from that place after it's over. And those may be strategic alliance and referral partners, or they may be potential clients, prospects. But you want to think about that. How many appointments do I want to make? Now, I have a client, and she's actually incredible. She is the number one sales representative in her company, in her division. And this is her rule of thumb. Every day, she tries to make 10 new contacts and set 2 appointments. Wow, I think that's a great goal. And that goal has proven for her to be very successful. So, you want to think about that. Okay, at this networking event, at this mixer or this lunch or the convention, today I'm going to meet 10 people and I'm going to set 2 appointments. That's a great way to start. Another thing that you want to think about is when those appointments are going to be scheduled. So you need to have some variety of times, but have some designated times so that when you talk to people about an appointment, you can say, hey, I'm available Thursday morning at 9, Thursday morning at 10, or Tuesday afternoons at 3 and Tuesday afternoons at 4. And when you have those appointment blocks ready, you're going to be amazed at how people jump into those time slots. So have a defined goal. Now, number 3, when you come to a networking event, here's some things that I want you to remember. Number 1 is, if you're with your company and you're with a group of people from your company, hey, quit traveling in a pack. Y'all need to divide and conquer. I laugh sometimes because I'll go to a networking event and a table will have all the people from one company sitting right there. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, you're not networking with anybody new. You're just hanging out and having lunch with all your business friends. No, sir. Divide and conquer. You need to divide that table up, send people in 7 different directions so that they can sit at 7 different tables and meet some new faces. Now, one of the things that I encourage you to do when you go to a networking event, act like a host. You want to act like you're hosting it. Well, of course, you can't stand at the door and take over. That would be poor etiquette and improper. But act like a host means that you're greeting people as they come in and making sure that they've signed in perhaps, or they have found a place to be seated, or they know where the lunch line is, perhaps the restrooms or where to get a drink. And you want to become the go-to person. You want to help people find their way. You want to help people find the people they're looking for. So act like a host. And as you do, it begins to circulate you among the people. Sometimes you can partner with somebody. Now, I really love that. Partnering with somebody from a different industry and going to a networking event and introducing one another. There's something really powerful about that third-party introduction and third-party selling that can go a long way to getting a referral and building some recognition. Face it. Somebody else can brag on your business a lot more than you can brag on it yourself. And so when you partner up with somebody from a different industry, you're bragging on them, they're bragging on you, and you're trying to get one another referrals, hey, that makes for some really fun networking. Another thing that you can do are have tabletop displays. Today, I went to a networking event and we had made some brand new table tents. And on each side of that table tent, it's advertising an aspect of my work. On one side, it's talking about my niche, word-of-mouth referral networking. On the other side, it's talking about my Taming the Mustang time management. And on the inside is a registration form and a website where they can get more information. When you go to a networking event, create table tents. Sometimes you can actually set them on the tables where people are seated. Sometimes they just have a material display table where you can put those table tents. I really recommend that instead of just a flat 8.5 by 11 flyer. Another thing that you can do is have a giveaway. So if you have an item that you can give away or a service that you can give away, something in particular, always notify the person running the meeting and say, "Hey, Scott, listen, I've got a giveaway, and if you do giveaways during the meeting, then I want to make this available." I went to a networking meeting that was exclusively filled with ladies at a country club. And there weren't very many of us guys around, but we were invited, so I went. And one of my friends came up and told me, said, "Scott, do you have anything to give away?" And I said, "Well, sure, I'll give away a free coaching session." And they said, "Okay, well, do that, because it'll put you in front of the room, give you a chance to introduce yourself, and the fact that you're giving something away." Wow, it was incredible. When I got up and explained what I was giving away, and then they pulled the tickets out to see who was actually going to get it, all eyes were on me, all ears were attentive to the business that I had, and when it was over, I had a lot more people coming up and talking to me, simply because I had something to give away and I got in front of them. Think about that. That's a great tool that you can use. Now, anytime you go to a networking event, you want to make sure that your 30-second sizzle or your 30-second introduction is ready to go. Many times at networking events, they'll give you 30 to 60 seconds to stand, tell who you are, what company you're with, and what a perfect referral for you would be. And I want you to use that opportunity. I want you to stand up and then stand out in what you have to say. That's really critical. So here are some things to remember about that 30-second introduction. First of all, it is not your sales pitch. Quit using your 30-second introduction as your sales pitch. When you use it as a sales pitch, people throw up barriers. And they say, no, I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear it. They stick their fingers in their ears and they quit listening to you. Instead, if you can think of your 30-second introduction as a way to educate the referral partners and the strategic alliances that are there about the perfect referral that you're looking for, people are much more open to what you have to say. And so when you stand up and you say something like, "Hello, my name is Scott Carley, and I'm a business coach who specializes in word-of-mouth referral networking. Did you know that 5 out of 7 professionals cannot distinguish themselves from their competition in the marketplace? I want to show them how to stand out, not just stand up. The perfect referral for me would be somebody you know who is in outside sales that depends on referrals to drive their revenue. So if you know someone, perhaps in the financial industry or in the real estate industry or in the service industry, who depends on referrals, that's a great referral for me. My name is Scott Carley, and I'm a business coach." You see, in that introduction, I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. I'm trying to help educate my sales team so that they can find referrals for me. And here's a cool trick. If there's somebody in the crowd who fits that description, they'll come to me. And often they do come to me, and they'll come to you as well. So have your 30-second introduction ready to go. If you've got a great tagline, use that tagline, because that tagline will stick in their mind. Use your hands to animate what you're saying so that you do stand out as you make that introduction. Now, you're going to be in this networking event, and you're going to get caught up in what's going on. And in a little bit, you're going to look up, and the meal is 3/4 over. The speaker is wrapping up what he has to say, and suddenly, it's just about time to go. Well, you need to do a mid-meeting assessment. You need to look up and say, "Oh my God, what am I doing here? What are my goals? Okay, how many business cards did I collect? How many people have I talked to? Have I set any appointments?" You want to take a mid-meeting assessment and think about what your goals are and what you've done so far. You want to think about the fact that in the next 10 minutes, this meeting is going to be over. And people are going to grab their coats and they're going to head for the door. What do you need to do in the next 10 minutes to make this a really successful networking event? When you get back to the office and the boss asks you, hey, how many people did you meet? How many appointments did you set? What are you going to tell him or her? So make that mid-meeting assessment and make sure that you're on track and you're not behind. And then, of course, the last thing is, before you leave, I want to encourage you to finish strong. I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer that despite what happened, how the food was, how the meal went, how the presentation was, it doesn't matter. I want to finish strong. So I'm going to, as the meeting wraps up, I'm going to look around and see who that last contact is that I can make. Who is that last appointment that I can schedule? Who is that strategic alliance partner that I heard introduce themselves that I want to go and meet? And I want to make a beeline to that person so that I can meet them and begin a relationship, a business relationship with them. Networking can be so much fun. You don't have to have fear in your heart. Instead, you can have confidence and you can accept the challenge and you can have lots of fun getting out there and finding business, because business is in the streets. There are people, professionals, who desperately need your business and service. We just got to get out there and find them. So I want to encourage you to get out there and network like a superstar. Go into that place and knock their socks off. Give an incredible introduction. Set some appointments. Remember, it's not net sitting. It's not net eating. It's not net hanging out. It's networking. Remember, just showing up isn't networking. You got to get out there and make it happen. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear some success stories of how it went to you. So when you have a great experience, I want you to go and send me an email at coach@growthdynamic.com and tell me about your incredible experience. Hey, this is Scott Carley telling you to have a great event, have tons of fun, and happy networking.
We hope you've enjoyed this training by Scott Carley and Growth Dynamic. There are many other resources available on our website at www.growthdynamic.com. You will find free videos and blogs along with other CDs to purchase or download, such as Mastering a Task List, 5 Explosive Networking Must-Haves, Arresting Time Thieves, The 60-Second Sizzle, and many more. You can also sign up for live training seminars in your area. It's all found at www.growthdynamic.com.